Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Why did the guy hire you? What do you think you stood out in your interview, or, you know, the fake it till you make it kind of thing? How did you do it?
I honestly don't know. I think I had the manager for the location I was at. I don't know. We kind of clicked. And I think she was an advocate for me and saying, okay, this person's green, but like she has an enthusiasm to learn, which, you know, my husband's a chef and he's like, I don't care if you're untrained. Like, if you want to be here, if you're excited to work, then like better, because I can maybe train you in the way that I want you to be trained and not have to have you maybe unlearn some things. So hopefully maybe that's kind of what they saw in me.
Yeah. Because obviously you've got something. I mean, just looking at your resume and of the things that you've accomplished. Yeah. You're not sitting, you know, as they say, you know, sitting on the couch eating bonbons and watching TV all day.
No.
You know,
but I might if I could at some point.
Mark Wahlberg or Tom Brady?
Oh, man. I'm a Mark girl, but, you know, I can't go against the GOAT either. But, no, I've always been a Marky Mark girl. Okay. If any friends of mine are listening, they'll know. It's embarrassing, but, yeah, I love the movie Fear.
Good answer. I can go with that one. When you were working at the wine bar, was there a point when you reached and you thought, okay, I got this down. I am ready to take the next step because I've got all I've got here.
I mean, I think I could have continued working there and continued to learn and grow. It was more I was ready to leave New York and wanted a different experience. And it's a little different now. I mean, but it's not the same access. But, you know, I was thinking, like, I had some friends that had moved out to San Francisco and were doing well there working in wine. And, you know, the access to the wine country there is so much easier. And so that was really appealing to me too, to see like, okay, like I could maybe continue working in restaurants. I didn't know if I wanted that to be like my end game, but like, you know, there's actually, like, I could actually work in the wine industry there too, which was, you know, part of my thinking moving out there.
Were you intimidated at all going from Boston, East Coast to cool, chill West Coast?
I think I was, but I was in my late 20s. I don't think I was thinking that much, which is probably the best way to do those kinds of big life decisions. Just like go with it, try it out. If it doesn't work, make a change.
What did you get to go to any Napa wineries that impressed you?
I like Sonoma a little bit more, but no. I remember in Napa specifically, Heights, which is like obviously a historical producer, they had a Grignolino, and that, which was a grape you still don't even see that much, but I remember it being one of the most like aromatic and just like, I can't believe they make this wine here and that this wine is like anti-type for the region. I thought that was really cool and like a special memory. But I like the more cooler climate Pinots, Sonoma. For sure.
All right. I got a stack of notes here that would make James Michener blush going through them here. So let's dive into your book. At what point, I know you mentioned that it was kind of marinating in your mind for quite some time to put out the book, How to Sound Wine Smart.
Kind of the book came to be.
Right. In your mind, how you thought, okay, you obviously had the background in writing that you could do it.
I mean, I think once I'd been doing the Instagram account for a while, I thought that just the format could lend itself like pretty naturally to a book. Just having this visual glossary for wine terms and in wine language being something that is such a barrier for people when it comes to engaging with wine and being like, I don't feel confident like saying this, or somebody's talking to me about wine, you know, at the shop or in a restaurant. I don't know what the hell they're selling me. Okay, yes, I'll just take it. And if you look at wine books, I think because, you know, the subject is, there's just so much, there's so much to cover. The terminology is usually like a little glossary back of the book kind of thing, which I understand. So I really wanted to have this be something that was a specific resource for that and make it fun and not feel like a textbook. And so that was kind of the vision for it. And I was lucky that I found a publisher that, you know, that kind of like, that's what I wanted to do.
The chapters and different things, it's very visual, which is easy, I think, in today's society where we're just so multitasking. And I just love the part where it's talking about how to taste a glass of wine. So you kind of break that down, and then not only, okay, we're talking about the grape here, but then you give the colors, educate you in a very simplistic and yet meaningful way. I love that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I try and make it as like easy to digest as possible. I want it to sound like I'm talking to you the way I would talk to my friends, you know, over a glass of wine. That was the goal.